The three parties who are in the process of forming a centre-right government have agreed to try to change the Czech constitution in a way that would allow the president to be elected in a direct vote. In line with the country's legislation, the head of state has always been elected by the two houses of parliament, in a process that involves a great deal of horse trading. Although opinion surveys suggest that the public would prefer a direct vote, all previous attempts to change the system have failed. Is a different outcome likely this time, and what changes in law would be necessary? Sarah Borůvka asked political analyst Jiří Pehe.
Well, the direct election of the president is possible only if we have a constitutional amendment in the Czech Republic, which means that both houses of the Czech parliament would have to approve such a change, such a bill with constitutional majorities. And that is not easy in the Czech Republic to achieve, and I think that it may be a rather difficult process.
This has been discussed in the past, actually, changing the presidential elections into a direct one. How likely do you think is it that this time a change like this would actually go through?
Personally, I don't think that this kind of change is very plausible. I think that the parties of the possible government coalition, have come forward with this proposal simply because it looks good. It is an emotional issue. It is something that most Czechs want, and parties keep promising. But the devil is in the detail because while all parties basically agree, even the opposition Social Democratic Party, in the end, the parties usually cannot agree on several issues, such as the extent of powers of the president who would be elected directly, and, for example, the mode of the elections, that is, whether it should be a one-round election or two-round election, and similar issues.
Do you think that in case of a direct election of the president, would there be a different candidate? Do you think that a candidate elected by the people through a direct election would be a different candidate than one elected under the current system?
Well, I think that we would certainly see more candidates and different candidates than we would see in the election by the parliament, simply because the selection process in the parliament is quite restrictive, and in the end it comes down to a decision or deciding between two or three candidates. In the direct election, I'm sure we would have many more candidates, but those who would have any real chance to be elected would have to come from major political parties anyway and have their backing. I have heard many times various questions about whether this would not lead to electing a popular mass culture figure as the president, and I have to say that we have never seen anything like that in any European country. We have seen again and again that people are afraid that instead of a professional politician, the direct election of the president would generate a popular figure from sort of mass culture area, but in the end it's always a professional politician who wins, and I think it would be the same in the Czech Republic.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe there, speaking to Sarah Borůvka.